You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, this should be the last in this series of Do You Know the Real Jesus? Let's wrap it up with just a few facts. Did you know that Jesus said that we cannot go to heaven? John 7:33, then Jesus said to them, I shall be with you a little while longer, and then I will go to him who sent me. You will seek me and not find me, and where I am, you cannot come. Jesus said we can't come to heaven. It's very clear. Did you know that God's church is not a major religious organization with millions of members in it? It's a little flock that has survived since Jesus' death and resurrection. Luke 12:32. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves with money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches or moth destroys. Folks, if you're looking to these major mega churches, you're looking in the wrong place. Did you know that God gave a name to his church? And the name is multiple places in the Bible. You can find it in the Bible. Let's start here, Acts 20:28. And therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock which among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God. That's the name of it. The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. 1 Corinthians 1:12. To the church of God, which is in Corinth, to those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Give no offense either to the Jews or the Greeks or to the church of God. There it is again, over and over. All right. 1 Corinthians 11:22. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? Church of God again. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, and am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 2 Corinthians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is in Corinth. Church of God, there it is again. Let's see, Galatians 1:13. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure. There it is. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Folks, over and over and over, God in the Bible, it names the church, and it's called the church of God, not First Covenant, such and such, this denomination, New Covenant, such and such, this and that. It's really clear. These well-meaning churches and people have been deceived by Satan. They don't know their name. They don't know where they're going. They don't know when Jesus returns what's going to happen to them. They've been completely sold a deal with a false Jesus. If you want to learn more about the real Jesus, here's where you go. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.